Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. I have a friend that says, man, things are about to get hairy. The last time we were together and he mentioned that, we were talking about a race, the Daytona 500, and things were about to get hairy and they were about to get scary. How a person behaves in the times when life gets hairy and scary speaks huge volumes about what they truly believe. If you take Elijah and Hiziah, for example, in 2 Kings chapter 1, their reactions to a tense situation provide great insights into what they were made of. Elijah was a hairy man in verse 8 of chapter 1, and he lived in scary times. King Ahab had led Israel to reject Yahweh and embrace the religion of the idol Baal. Now, when Ahaziah succeeds Ahab, his father is king, and perpetuated the apostasy, then he was seriously injured in a fall. He immediately turned for spiritual help, and he didn't turn to the Lord, he turned to the idol. And in response, God sends Elijah to intercept the king's messengers with a prophetic message that is rebuking the king and predicting the king's death. The king didn't receive the message very well. He received it angrily and sent a detachment of soldiers to arrest Elijah. To the king's threats, Elijah responds pretty coolly, not in a hairy, scary way, giving God's anger room to burn. The contrast between the prophet and the king is pretty stark. Elijah trusted implicitly in God's word and in his power to intervene, but the king dismissed the Lord as irrelevant. Two contrasting worldviews were on display. One was based on the recognition of Yahweh as God, our creator and sustainer, who has chosen the people of Israel as his precious treasure and had given them the land in which they lived and had promised to bless his people and the world as they responded to him. Now, the other worldview was based through the king's life on the worship of an idol, Baal, a nature and fertility god whose worship demanded appeasement if the people were to prosper. Now, the former approach believed that Yahweh was sovereign and trustworthy, while the latter believed that Baal was in charge. It was a matter of either or, not both and. There was no room for compromise. Either Yahweh was God or he wasn't. Either Baal was or he wasn't. And Elijah left no room for doubt whose side he was on, and neither did the king. And confrontation resulted in a hairy, scary scene. And Yahweh proved once again that the Lord is God. You know, today, we're often in similar situations. Alternatives to worshiping the Lord are everywhere. Some dismiss him as irrelevant, and some reject him out of hand, and others wish to embrace both him and the gods, little g, who stand in opposition to him, seeing little contradiction and caring even less. But a man must address the issue of who is truly the Lord, because one day we will all fall through his lattice and need someone to help and somewhere to turn. The one we trust at such a moment will either support us or collapse like a rotten lattice, and that's scary. We know this is true in 2 Kings chapter 1, where the scripture says, one day Israel's new king, Ahaziah, fell through the lattice work of an upper room at his palace in Samaria, and he was seriously injured. So he sent messengers to the temple of Baal, the god of Ekron, to ask whether he would recover. But the angel of the Lord told Elijah, who was from Tishbe, go and meet the messengers of the king of Samaria and ask them, why are you going to Baal, the god of Ekron, to ask whether the king will get well? Is there no god in Israel? Now, therefore, this is what the Lord says. Now, remember, every time in scripture you read the word therefore, you got to stop and ask, what's that therefore, therefore? That therefore is for us to understand that everything that has been said is about to be summed up with these words. This is what the Lord says. You will never leave the bed on which you were lying, but you will surely die. Wow. So Elijah went to deliver the message. You know, that's pretty hairy and scary stuff. But Elijah, on the solid ground of God, his creator and sustainer, gives us a model that whatever we face today that might be hairy, that might be a bit scary, when you choose to trust in the Lord, when we choose that, and it's an intentional choice moment by moment, that truly he will catch us and we will not fall through the lattice of this world. God bless you, friend. Thanks for joining me on another weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.